Psalms 142. I thank Sister Brenda for singing that first song, and it was just like the Lord saying, this is where you need to be. So everybody dealing with something. If you ain't dealing with nothing now, what? Give it about 12 hours. You will be. Amen. But with everything we're dealing with, how much do you trust God? How much do you trust God? Psalms 142, if you're there, say amen. This is, David is writing this when he is in the cave. He is running. And we've all been there, amen. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Listen to this last verse. This tells you where David's at. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for all you do, God. And God, I thank you for answering prayers, God, having folks back in church tonight, God, that hadn't been able to be with us, Lord. And God, I thank you for those that might be watching on TV tonight. God, help them to realize, Lord, it's good, but it ain't the same, God. And God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God, and help us to, Lord, encourage us through your word right now, Lord, and help us to realize we're all dealing with something. Help us to just trust you through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We all get down. Everybody in here has got down. Everybody in here has gone through, for lack of a better word, everybody in here has gone through some depression. Everybody here has gone through some dejection. We've all gone through things that we didn't realize and we didn't know how we were going to get out of it. But praise the Lord, we did get out of it. We all get down, but we don't want to stay down. See, herein lies the problem. Some people get down and they like it. I mean, some people get down and they like it. It's like they like the attention. But let me tell you something. There have been times in my life that I've got down. There have been times in my life that I didn't feel like getting out. There have been times in my life that I didn't feel like going out. But praise the Lord, I didn't want to stay there. I knew I had somewhere else I wanted to be. This is one of the worst times in David's life. How much do you trust God through the hard times? Now, don't you notice, number one, David's living in a cave. We're talking about the king. He is living in a cave. He is not used to where he's at. And if we're not careful, sometimes we all get to that place where we're not used to where we're at. This ain't how we're supposed to live. You know what I'm talking about. I've been there, amen. And whether it be depression or whether it be sin, whatever it might be, we've all been to that place where we know this is not where I'm supposed to be. Christians ought not be happy living in a cave. Christians ought not be happy living in depression. Christians ought not be happy living in sin. That ought to make us more miserable than anything else. David is used to having everything he wanted. He's not supposed to live in the cave. 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 1 says this, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, where his brothers and his father's house heard it. They went down thither to him. What's he doing in a cave? He's running from the enemy. Don't that sound like us? Preacher, what you talking about? How many of y'all realize depression is an enemy? How many of y'all realize, Anything that gets you down, anything that tries to control, that's an enemy. David is running from the enemy. And why is it? It seems like when we're, have you ever noticed, anytime you ever run from the enemy, you always wind up in a cave somewhere? If we would face things head on, and we face things the way that David faced things, and I'm getting ready to preach in a little bit, we'd be a whole lot better off. Listen to what 1 Kings, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. One of the most powerful men of God that ever lived. In 1 Kings chapter 19, in 1 Kings chapter 18, we find a prophet named Elijah. Elijah's bold. He confronts the king. He goes up on Mount Carmel, and he confronts the whole nation. He said, if God's going to be God, let's serve him. And if God's not going to be God, you serve the ones you... He said, we're going to have a contest, amen. We're going to build us an altar. We're going to pray. And the God that answers by fire, that's the one that's going to be God. He prayed a 63-word prayer. The Bible says that the fire of God fell, consumed up everything. They went out and killed 800 prophets of Baal. I'm telling you right now that you can't get no better than that. And Jezebel says, I'm going to kill you. And Ahab ran. Instead of facing the enemy, Ahab ran. And the Bible tells us in 1 Kings chapter 19 what happened. And he basically gets to the point. He tells God, said, ain't nobody else serving you, God. I'm the only one. Ain't nobody else doing like I'm doing. Ever felt like that? Get off your high horse because you're getting ready to fall. God said, I got 7,000 ain't never bowed the knee to Baal. See, what happens is sometimes it might, and listen, let's be honest, sometimes it looks like the enemy might win. Don't get all holy on me now. Sometimes it looks like the enemy might win. But we got to understand something. The Bible says in Psalms 13, verse 1, how long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? Psalms 94, verse 3, Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? We got to understand something. David got discouraged. We get discouraged. But we all need to do what David did. Amen. Now look at this. David poured out his heart to God. He poured out his heart to God. Verse 2, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. He made him an altar somewhere. Somewhere off in that cave, you got to think about. You think about where David's face. He's in a cave, Brother Robert. No light. It's damp. It's moist. Probably mud on the floor. David said, I don't care. I'm going to make me an altar, and I'm getting ready to pour it all out before God. Wow. See, the problem is you've been talking to everybody else but God. When we start talking to God, that's when things, when's the last time you came down to an altar and just poured it all out? Didn't hold nothing back. I mean, we say we trust God, but when's the last time you just poured it all out? Let's look, verse 3. David said, and when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then I knew as my path in the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare before me. David gets on this altar, and he's telling God, he said, everywhere I walk, there's a trap. Everywhere I go, there's a trap. It seemed like the enemy's on this side, the enemy's on that side. I can't do nothing without falling. I can't do nothing without falling in a trap. Lord, I need your help. Amen. Look what else he told him. He said, I look on my right hand and behold, there was no man that would know me. David said, hey, nobody wants to be around me, God. When's the last time the devil told you, all them people don't love you? They don't love you. David basically said, all my friends have gone. All my friends have gone. Verse 2 also says, I looked on my right hand and beheld there was none, and no man that stood that would know me, and refuge failed me. That word refuge there, if you look it up, it means a retreat or an escape or a way to flee away from the enemy. David said, nobody knew me, and there was no way that I could run. There was no way that I could hide. There was nowhere I could go and get away from what was trapping me. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, that's a lie of the devil. There is a place that you can go. There is a place that you can find refuge, and it's right here. It's on an altar. It don't matter where the altar is, but you can find refuge there. David basically said, I tried to get away, but I couldn't. No man cared for my soul, verse 2. Psalms 31 verse 11 says this, I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me fled before me. Psalm 69 verse 20, reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I looked for sore, for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. David said, all my friends left. Nobody wants me anymore. Nobody loves me anymore. We're talking about somebody that's the king now. David finally got to that point. And let's just be honest, okay? Let's just be honest. Everybody in here, at some point in your Christian walk has had yourself a real good little pity party. Amen. Don't nobody love me. Ain't nobody there for me. Ain't nobody called me. Ain't nobody text me. Ain't nobody come to see me. They don't care about me. They just don't nobody love me no more. It seems like everywhere I turn, I fall. There's nowhere I can find refuge. They don't nobody want me anymore. Yep. You might not have had a pity party long, but I guarantee you had one. Amen. David is going through that. And then David finally comes to a realization. And every one of us has to come to that realization. There ain't but one that can help me. And his name's Jesus. See, that's the problem. When I'm putting all my trust, when I'm going through something and I'm thinking, hey, ain't none of my deacons call me. But guess what? My deacons might be going through something at the same time, and I ain't called him either. Oh, I'm preaching now. You might want to go and get ready for it. Amen. Hey, you worried about everybody calling you? When's the last time you called somebody? See, if I quit waiting on Robert and Skip to call me, and I just get in touch with Jesus, glory to God, I can get things right with God, and then I can help them. David realized that there wasn't but one that could help him. He said, friends are gone. He said, family's gone. I'll tell you something, friends are good, family's good, church family's great, thank the Lord, but they can only go so far. Amen. Verse 5 said, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 76, 3, verse 26, My heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. David said, God, please help me. My enemies are too strong for me. No, let me go back to verse 6. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. You ever felt like you were just weak? Ever felt like you were just nothing? Ever felt like it didn't matter what you tried, nothing worked. David poured out his heart before God. And David goes so far to say, Lord, if you don't help me, they're going to kill me. Lord, if you don't come on the scene, I cannot fight this battle. That's what David, pretty much, that's what David said. Lord, I need you because they're stronger than me. They're more than me. They're overwhelming me. I'm in a deep, dark depression right now. And God, I just need you to show up and help me. God knows what you need. And he's ready to give it. Now look at verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. As I was studying this today, it's almost like David was saying, Brother Robert, Lord, I want to praise you, but I can't praise you where I'm at. Ever felt like that? Lord, I want to praise you. God, when they crank up the music, I want to raise my hand. But I can't raise my hand where I'm at right now. Amen. Don't nobody else in the church knows what I'm going through. Nobody else in the church knows the cave that I'm in right now, Lord. But I want to pray. Lord, if you'll just bring me out, I'll praise you. God, if you'll just bring, let me tell you something, folks. I know it's real good to preach, and I know it's real good to stand up here and tell you to praise your way out. We've all sung it. Hey, they sing about it. Just praise your way out. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, every once in a while, you get in a cave, and there ain't no coming out. And if God don't show up, you'll die in that cave. But guess what? I got one that's faithful and just. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can be in that cave. Hey, I'm telling you, no matter how deep the cave is, he knows where you're at. He said, Lord, if you'll just bring me out, I'll praise you. And see, the problem with some of us is we've told God that before. And God brought you out and you still ain't done it. And you wonder why you're still there. David said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. Can't nobody else do it, God. I'm just going to trust you. Can't nobody else help me, God. I'm just going to trust you. Are you trusting him? Think about what I'm saying. Are you trusting? How much do you trust God? Do you trust God to get you out of the cave? Do you trust God with everything you got going on in your life? Do you trust God with your health? Do you trust God with your family? Do you trust God with your finances? Do you trust God when the enemy's overwhelming you? Do you trust God when you're down in depression? Do you? Yes, you do. That's the only way you're going to get out. Amen. David did not get out of the cave because David was the king. David did not get out of the cave. You got to understand something. We're talking about the same man that stood before a 10-foot giant and took a rag and a rock and killed him. We're talking about the same man that when he would come in, Brother Donald, they would sing, Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed his 10,000. We're talking about a mighty warrior. That's so far down in the cave, he can't get out by himself. But he said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you through it all. Amen. I'm going to understand something. Brenda, come back and sing that first song. Who David cried to? God. He didn't cry to nobody else. He cried to God. What David cried? He told God everything. He didn't hold nothing back. When's the last time you poured your heart out to him? I'm talking about everything. What David cried. You find verse 3 and 4 there? David was overwhelmed. His enemies were fighting. He felt like he had no friends. In verse 5, David said, Lord, if you don't help me, there ain't going to be no help. Verse 6, David said, I want to praise you, but I can't. Let me ask you a question. Everybody's going through something. Everybody. Preacher Tommy Bryce said, all means all, and that's all means. Everybody from the first pew to the sound booth. Everybody's going through something. Are you going to trust God through it? That's the question. God, we love you.